Good afternoon, Chair and panelists. Nonviolence International Southeast Asia, or NICEA, is a regional NGO that promotes and supports nonviolent approaches to ending armed conflict, building peace, and bringing about social change. We work with a broad range of partners on humanitarian disarmament. More recently, together with the UN Institute for Disarmament Research, Conventional Arms and Ammunition Program, UNIDIR-CAAP, we held national workshops in the Philippines and Thailand in December 2022 and March 2023 on national counter-IED mechanisms and capacity towards a national strategy and operational action plan to counter IEDs. The Interpol NCB Bangkok, Foreign Affairs Division, Royal Thai Police, NICEA and UNIDIR-CAAP held a regional workshop in Bangkok, Thailand on enhancing counter-IED preparedness and response in Southeast Asia. In an effort to enhance regional cooperation, share best practices, and develop a comprehensive strategy to counter the threat of IEDs. The purpose of the workshop was to provide a platform for meaningful exchanges on the different contexts of the threats posed by IEDs and promote learning from the effective approaches and measures used by states to prevent, detect, and address the impact of peace, security, and development. The regional workshop also benefited from the sharing of the country host, especially showcasing Thailand's commitment towards countering IEDs. Some of the points I make today were discussed in the three meetings I mentioned. On national responses, a number of states in the region have developed and adopted counter-IED responses under their broader national strategies and policies on peace and security and counter-terrorism. Some strategies even allow for one national point of contact to make decisive and urgent actions in a time of crisis, set up in task forces. In a few states and in cases where national security is deemed at risk, the highest office of the land may take over to ensure a more coordinated response to minimize loss of life. There are a few states undertaking IED risk awareness and education for law enforcement and governmental civilian entities, as well as among the general population. There are also conducting awareness raising activities in affected communities where providing a better understanding of the problem and allowing for the proactive participation of these communities help in both countering threats and minimizing victimization. Downstream national responses have largely been shaped by experiences of states and national authorities have established well-structured policies as well as doctrines and technical operating procedures in different areas and in different cases. And in the case of several states, a separate operating procedure is tied to counterterrorism and other national security measures. States are either advanced or at the developing stage of effective exploitation of IED scenes. Several states have established forensic science institutions and have capacities for the analysis of chemical traces, fingerprints, DNA, and electronic components. It is recognized in the region that science-based approaches are crucial to filing cases for the pursuit of justice of victims. So the integration of various sources of information and products in identifying the perpetrators behind IED attacks have been demonstrated. Most states in the region have centralized information management systems and demonstrated the use of standardized incident reporting and dedicated centers to facilitate data collection, information sharing among national, regional, and international partners. The states in the region are at various stages of implementing these systems. On regional responses, Interpol's Project Watchmaker, the WCO's program Global Shield, and UNODC frameworks are present in the region. In addition, the potential role of the ASEAN Regional Mine Action Center and its strategic plan aiming to address the impact of landmines and ERW in mine-affected states is also worth noting and mentioning. States have been implementing policies under this framework, even though Most of these are done separately by states. The policy frameworks for a cohesive regional response may learn from this experience. Now, areas for further work and linkages were also discussed, such as victim assistance. Several international approaches to countering IEDs recognize and contain victim assistance measures and mechanisms, but the lack of data on victims hinder accurate assessment of the realities on the ground and its humanitarian impact. This makes it difficult to develop effective strategies with the necessary and adequate resources. National counter-IED measures and existing politically negotiated agreements and ongoing peace processes. IEDs, including anti-personnel mines of an improvised nature, are considered among the primary tools in armed conflict. Addressing the root causes of armed violence can directly impact their discontinued use or proliferation. As noted, IEDs have proliferated for a good part of the last 50 years in the region. Political dynamics have often been at the center of their use. Note that several states in Southeast Asia have entered into peaceful political negotiations to end armed conflict, while others are still in the process of political negotiations. These processes often involve ceasefire discussions that could lead to mechanisms, including provisions related to the use of weapons that adhere to international humanitarian law. States in the region could greatly benefit from the sharing of exchange of effective practices at the national level of how others in the region peacefully settled armed conflicts and have reduced or stopped the use of IEDs. A careful compilation of existing examples and practices that could be adopted for the national context can help currently affected states. I thank the UNODA for giving us this space to share national practices and regional responses to countering IEDs in Southeast Asia. Thank you very much.